the holiday lights twinkle and hearts grow warmer, there's one gift we often overlook: the power of community. During this festive season, coming together as families, friends, and neighbors is more than just tradition. It's a celebration of our collective strength. From sharing meals to lending a helping hand, these simple acts remind us that unity is our greatest gift. Research shows that communities with strong social bonds are more resilient and happier. Imagine how much more joyful our holidays can be when we lift each other up. So, as you gather with loved ones, remember the power in connection. Let's create a season filled with support, laughter, and boundless hope. Join hands, lift spirits.
And welcome to 2024 Year in Review, Gifts of Empowerment.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. We are here to take a look at a very exciting year for us, the year of 2024, and look in retrospect at how we came together to bring you ECHO, which stands for Empowering Conversations of Hope and Opportunity. So let me tell you a little bit about our beginnings, a little bit about our story, because we all have a story, and this is something we celebrate in ECHO. About going on 3 years ago, we met online in a course with common interests, total strangers from different parts of the country, different decades in our lives, different religions, different careers, different family situations, and we connected. We gravitated to one another. We were curious. We discovered things about each other, and we wound up forming a collaboration. We decided to call it ECHO, and through this collaboration, we have organically and authentically become very close, and we've created together, which is very exciting. So these conversations that we've created, because of our passion for them, we want to continue the conversations with you, as we've done in 19 episodes this year of ECHO This. I want you, please, to understand that it involves not only speaking, but also listening very sensitively. And I'd like to read from the opening of our book, ECHO This, Empowering Conversations of Hope and Opportunity, six very essential pillars of our platform and our passion. So we, through this last year, we shifted our perspectives, and we learned that this requires listening to other points of view, empowering us to be open, to stay curious, and to create our own solutions together for life's challenges. Secondly, we engage the power of play, getting back to that inner child. And we find it's like no other for infusing humor and success in relationships, both at home and in the workplace. And thirdly, we advocate and own the cornerstones of health and freedom. The next pillar is so important, and it's threaded through every single one of our conversations. And that is that empathy is the path to empowerment and joy. And fifthly, we recognize that within us, within all of us, lies the power to live our best possible life, no matter what obstacles we face. And we hope that we have infused and excited you to the mindset that life is a never-ending adventure, and it's filled with mystery and wonder. So with that, we're going to take a retrospect of our last year together. And first, we're going to introduce our panelists. And here we go.
I'm Lisa Jones, a speaker, consultant, and author that leverages the power of humor, gamification, and play as fuel to enhance collaboration, increase engagement, and maximize productivity.
Hi, I'm Debbie Wimberly, and I'm known as an advocate for transformative health. Because abandoned by traditional medicine, I dove deep down into the rabbit hole as I struggled to find quality cannabis education, opening a new path to better health. I developed tools and collaborations that empower both patients and medical cannabis specialists to in a restrictive industry.
And I am Amy Weishaus, a lifelong learner and teacher. And I come here with a background in education. And I also believe that each one of us has an obligation, a mission, and a wonderful privilege to create a lasting legacy of joy. And with those introductions, we're going to start a roundtable discussion today. And we're going to celebrate and express our gratitude for the wonderful year that we are looking at, 2024. Lisa, how about you kicking off the discussion?
Yes. Well, the first discussion is the echoing the hope, past, present, and future. And I went with themes here. So the past, reflect, and appreciate. We looked at many, many themes. As Amy said, we had a robust year of 19 episodes. And looking back on these lessons learned, there was many cherished memories and milestones. And then we had impactful conversations and moments from earlier episodes. And a few that I could think of were crucial conversations and then blossoming together. And really, these episodes highlight how past challenges, whether they're personal or societal, have shaped resilience and growth. And then we also had different stories that we talked about that reflected on pivotal moments from our past that led to empowerment and meaningful change. And then talking about the present, we can talk about celebrating and connection. The theme for that would be living in the moment and embracing opportunities for joy, connection, and growth, which we talked about in many episodes. And then just making sure that everyone knows the power of being fully present in relationships and conversations. And a couple episodes to refer back to for that are Dare to Share and Curiosity and the Cat. And really that was celebrating the small wins and everyday acts of kindness that happen now. And really creating an interactive segment where listeners or guests share one thing that they're grateful for right now. So thinking of that is a message to the audience to think about how can you spread holiday cheer in the present, and really that's now. And then the future is hope and intentions, and the theme for that was dreaming big, setting goals, and envisioning a brighter, more powerful future. And the show's connection really aligns with a lot of our episodes focused on growth, mindset shifts, and empowerment. I think of Grow Your Luck, a fantastic episode, and then From Doubt to Dazzle. And then really talking about the seeds of today's actions can then shape tomorrow's abundance. And something that listeners can do here is hopeful intention for the new year. One small action or mindset shift you can embrace to create positive change. So think about that. And I will turn it over to Debbie for her thoughts.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. You dove into a lot of topics that we've discussed this year. Excuse me. But I actually focused in on one episode that actually really brought us from the past to the present to the future. And that was our episode number 4, which was Hope in the Digital Age, Navigating a Future with AI Optimism. And I never really thought we'd be talking about AI on Echo This, but it became a really important episode. And I really encourage listeners, if they haven't listened to it, to go back and listen to it. So, and it was actually our first show that we had a guest host for this conversation, Sean Harbinger, and he opened up the door for 4 different decades to come together and talk about fears and acceptance of AI. Amy shared how she would love it if AI could create reels of past from memories to reignite joy. And I showed how AI can give us a way to be on top of our health using AI for good. And Lisa talked about AI as your superhero, the power of incentive for life. The possibilities we explored were well-rounded view of how each of us have different needs and expectations. So, you know, I don't know if you ladies have any recall of those conversations, but I thought that it was really interesting when we look at it, because we talked about our fears, we talked about, you know, where we are now, and then we talked about where we would like for it to go. Because, you know, every AI is on the talk just about every channel you turn on today, and everybody's using AI. And so learning to use it for good is what we're looking for and hoping for. And we really gave the audience a really good wide variety of ideas and ways to think about using AI. I think Amy did a great job of talking about how she's lost so many people in her family and how you can actually bring in, wouldn't it be great if AI could go into your mind and, you know, pull out some of those memories and build a digital bank of memories that you could rely on. I think it's a really good way to think about how could we use AI for good, looking at the past, the present, and then in the future. And this resonates with me because I was part of building the networking technology that we use today. And I can recall when we first started talking about that, everybody was like, oh my gosh, that's just not going to work. There's too many risks involved with that. And actually, if we look at it now, because that was way back in the 70s, we look at it now, look at what networking technology has done for us and the opportunities that it has given us. And so we need to look at AI and think about how can we use that for good. Yes, there's some things that need to be put boundaries around, and we need to make sure we're using it for that good. So let's explore how we can look at curiosity as the gift that keeps on giving. Ask yourself, what is one thing I've always wanted to know more about, and make this year to explore it?
Wow. Yeah, you know, Debbie, I want to just piggyback on that wonderful concept of curiosity, because curiosity overrides the ability to foster these conversations that are life enhancing and that are so vital to a healthy family life, to healthy relationships, to healthy workplaces, and to a healthy nation, wherever internationally our listeners are. So if it weren't for curiosity and learning about our stories, the gift of curiosity and the gift of storytelling, we would not have been attracted to one another. We would not have had the interest in finding out and having the empathy to find out about the amazing resilience that each one of us has demonstrated in our own lives. And with that resilience comes great respect. We became each other's cheerleaders. We commented on, we gave feedback, and we encouraged one another and coached one another to craft TED Talks, which were released about a year ago. We came together and collaborated through our messages on a book entitled Echo This, Empowering Conversations of Hope and Opportunity, which is available on Amazon. So all these amazing things of creativity came out without any original plans or intentions of manifesting or realizing, and not the least of which are lifelong friendships here. So with this empowerment, I mean, what more empowerment could there be than having your speakers here speaking their truths, speaking their lives experiences, and reaching out to take your hand and say, come on, you can have the same confidence, you could develop the same center and groundedness if we start with conversations. Many of us crave the old days of our childhood when hopefully we had a family dinner table. And hopefully at the dinner table, we modeled these conversations, and they might have been, well, tell me about your day. You know, how did your classes go? What did your teacher say? And so on. What do you remember from what happened today? And we were lucky if we got more than, yeah, recess was the best day, part of my day. But in all honesty, now I go into a restaurant and I see everybody in the family looking at a cell phone. There's no conversation. And they don't even know who they're conversing to or what the nature of those conversations are. So I'm saying that overall, This past year, we've taken our past, we've melded into our present, we've shared our messages with great passion and dedication, and we're looking to the future to share these with you, but more so to get you to open up and to have these conversations on a regular basis with your PTA groups, your support groups, your families, your friends, with everybody, because the person sitting next to you is an untapped, amazing resource for your well-being and for your thriving. And those are my thoughts on the empowerment and some of the gifts that we've given ourselves because we've stopped intentionally to create conversations.
Yes, well said, Amy. And now's a good time to talk about some of those gifts of empowerment, right? And we talked about one, the gift of curiosity. So we would encourage you to ask a bold question or try something new. What's one thing you've always wanted to know more about? Ask yourself that. The gift of gratitude. You can reflect on one person or moment that you're thankful for this year. And the gift of song. We'll do three now and move into our next segment. And that is play a snippet of a cheerful or meaningful tune that resonates with the season, like a kid's song with a deeper message. So, shall we move into our second segment, Echo the Opportunity, the Season's Silver Linings?
And sure.
Who wants to kick us off for that?
I'll take that one.
Okay.
This one actually was really hard to pick because the season was full of silver linings, if you ask me. And when I think about all the shows that we covered this year and the topics that we took on, which are actually topics that really do resonate with everyone or impact everyone. We took on bullying. We took on scams and how you can address it, which scams gave me the opportunity to think about how to make new games to help people, you know, figure out ways to open this conversation with other people, because we always think that individuals don't want to talk about that we've been scammed. So that was really, you know, bringing the silver lining to these shows of understanding that each one of these shows really do have an impact on people's lives. But the one that really resonates with me the most was Joy Hunters, Looking for Happiness in the Right Places. And that show opened the door for us to really learn more about each of us, each other, and how joy is created by looking in the right places. And we often forget to look within and rely on our past. We discuss some of our simplest times that created joy that can live on forever if we allow ourselves to rely on them when joy is not easily ready, such as when you're dealing with a serious health event. It's really hard to find yourself sometimes finding any joy, and that's when we need to rely on someone else to come in and help provide that for us and give us that opportunity. Like Lisa talked about the gift of connection and how you can use that. And so I think that, you know, we need to be able to identify when we're looking for joy and what do we need to do for it, but we also need to be able to observe someone that we love or care about. And if they're struggling and need joy, how can we bring that to them? I can recall that I brought back and talked about how looking for joy, and it was something as simple as fishing, and how you're dragging in that, you know, you throw your line out and how you're looking for it and you're that fish and you're reeling it in. So, you know, actually looking for joy is one of the simplest things you can do if you learn to rely on yourself. Look inward. And pick some of the things from the past that have brought you joy. And we sometimes forget that those things live there. But we can also look around and bring that joy to someone else. So the gift of connection is timeless. Take a moment today to reconnect with someone and let those joyful memories bring warmth to both of your hearts.
I love that, Debbie. Yeah, Debbie, I really love that. There's a duality there that's so important and essential to a message for joy and for a life of a wonderful, wonderful, you know, as good a life as possible. And one is that you can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. We have to reach out to others. And we need the mindset that our life matters. Our life matters. And we can not only expect others to bring joy to us, but to create joy for ourselves. And part of that, we discussed quite extensively is through self-care and through self-affirmation and through education to connect with our inner strengths and the times when we ourselves can point to an example where we were strong and we did overcome, and we can draw on that strength to achieve in the future even greater strengths. I found particularly some notes about what do we risk when we don't have these conversations. And I believe our discussions showed that there could be some deadly consequences from silence, from not having community, from not having a safe place to discuss and have diversity and inclusion and equity in our circles. And there's humor, but when is humor at someone else's expense, such as in bullying, which could be fatal? And when do we avoid sensitive conversations to our own detriment? Because this could lead to dysfunction and disharmony in all of our social endeavors and institutions. Silence can lead to abuse. So we stood through all our episodes, and I really enjoyed one episode called Speak Your Truth, because speaking our truth is the antidote to silence and all the negative connotations that silence can bring. So we stand committed in all our episodes to the knowledge that we must talk to people. We must get them to open up, to realize the joy of creating dialogue and to share what are they experiencing. And I believe, as in the case of bullying, when there are bystanders who don't stand up to aggressive behavior or to unacceptable speech towards others or treatment towards others, then we're accomplices. And our goal is to be accomplices to wonderful conversation and to speak our truth and to learn how to respect the perspectives of others and to develop critical thinking skills to know that there are two sides to the story. Someone once said to me, there's three sides. There's your side and their side, and my side, your side, and the truth. So what is the truth and how do we come to that? And as I said, the episode on speaking your truth to make for healthier communities, are you ready? Some people think that the truth will hurt. You're not ready for the truth. And sometimes people shy away from the truth because they feel, oh, it might be embarrassing, or maybe I'll lose a friend through it or something like that. So there are high stakes in being truthful in our society. And I came across some words that, life is messy and life is glorious, but through trying to find the truth, we can only do that when we start to talk and listen and somehow engage in conversation and develop our confidence through those channels.
Yes, I agree. And on echo this, every show is really a chance to turn life's curveballs into home runs. So take episodes like From Doubt to Dazzle. We've guided listeners from shaking confidence to superstar swagger, showing that self-belief is just a mindset shift away. And Curiosity and the Cat, which was one of my favorite episodes, reproved that a little curiosity can open doors you didn't even know existed. And Laughcraft, we tackled life's challenges with humor, reminding everyone that empowerment is way more fun with a good laugh. So these shows aren't just entertainment. They're blueprints for thriving. And by diving into playful strategies, real life stories, and a touch of humor, we've helped listeners see that every tough season is packed with opportunities waiting to be uncovered. Because who says growth can't be fun, right? And that brings us to a couple more gifts. And I just mentioned one, the gift of laughter. Share a funny story, a joke, or even a mini stand-up moment that brightens spirits and sparks conversations. Another one that goes with laughter is play, the gift of play. You can do fun, lighthearted games, perhaps a quick trivia question or a playful dare. And then the third one here is the gift of confidence. Share a tip or mantra to help someone step into their inner star power, saying something like, you already are enough. So, yeah.
I would love to back in on that, Lisa. Everybody is enough. I want everybody to understand that today and forever. You are unique and an individual, and you are enough. So I hope, if nothing else, that's the message that you take away from today.
Well, Lisa's been a great mentor through her platform and her life's work of being not only a stand-up comic, but also someone who believes in the power of play in our lives to enrich our lives with joy. And I know you all realize that laughter, sharing a laugh, brings strangers together. In a room of strangers, laughter brings us all together, whether it's sharing a movie or sharing a funny, awkward situation together. Laughter is the universal leveler and it leads to so many conversations. And I remember one moment of this past season where the fun of Echo together and our 19 episodes was that we were constantly researching. We were constantly learning new things, whether it was exploring powerful quotes that were so thought-provoking, or whether it was appearing on podcasts where we were asked very probing and edifying questions, we learned. And I learned about something called laughter yoga, which is a worldwide movement. And I was pulling one on my colleagues here, and I started uncontrollably laughing in one of the episodes on laughter. I was hysterically laughing. And they looked like, wait a minute, Amy's flipping. What the heck is going on with this girl? I totally caught them off guard. Debbie thought maybe I was looking at my cell phone and laughing at something on my phone. And I think, you wondered, like, what was going on? And what I was doing was I was demonstrating the contagious, beneficial effects of laughter. We learned how many benefits there are of humor, lowering stress, actually creating physical health and heart health, and it contributes to immunity. It eases pain. It brings people together. It serves as a distraction to laugh with friends, to elevate depression. And the body doesn't know the difference whether it was fake laughter, like I was promoting and producing, much to their dismay, like, you probably thought, should we stop the tape here? Or what the heck is going on? But because they trusted me, they let it go until I could explain, well, guess what? That's an example of laughter yoga. You were laughing hysterically. You were also confused, but your body couldn't tell the difference. And we enjoyed that moment of laughter. So I learned something. It creates social bonds, puts others at ease. We can learn something about ourselves. You may, I don't know, I think some of our fondest memories of family events and things that happened, even with me in the classroom, were some of the funniest things. I once had a student who used to take notes about things that I would say in class. And she was just, that was her little shtick, I called it. And she would, oh, I was teaching Shakespeare, and I was trying to explain some of the sexual imagery in Shakespeare to high school students. And I would explain something, and she'd write it down. Oh, okay, Weiss House, that's another point against you. And then when I was trying to explain to these high school students that the imagery in Romeo and Juliet was a reference to losing one's virginity, and she says, "Oh, Weiss House, you're a pervert." Well, one of my was saying that because she felt free enough to joke in the classroom and she knew I would take it. And that's one of the funniest moments of my 33-year teaching career, when the kid was saying, oh, you're really a pervert, But that was Shakespeare. He appealed to the masses and he was pretty raunchy. So we just have to sometimes let it go and take a shot, like I did. I took a risk. And it's a memorable moment from our episodes of 2024.
Yes. And the other part was music. So, which brings us to the next segment, Echo the Music, the Carol of Connection this season. So, Debbie, do you want to tell us about your musical whims this year?
Sure. Well, music plays a big role in everything I do, and it comes out in all of our episodes generally in one way or another. We seem to talk about a song or reference a song somewhere in most of our songs, but the one that really resonates with me is the power of music to build bridges. One of the things that we know is that music is universal, and so we took this moment in this episode to demonstrate how you can do that. But we actually built a symphony in doing this. And there were times that I would ask someone, what instrument are you? Or what instrument would you be if it were to describe who you are? And I found that a very interesting exercise. And I think it's an exercise that everyone else can participate in. But it was interesting to hear the songs that people used and relied upon to build bridges. And we gave really good tidbits on how you can use songs to start a conversation and how you can use a song to help you in your health. Lisa talks about it a lot with, you know, how you can build it into play. And then Amy has a lot of songs that are intertwined with joy. And I think that, you know, allowing yourself to explore different types of music and see how it makes you feel, how it makes someone else feel, is really a powerful tool. And as we're moving into a new year, I think building bridges is one of the things we want to see everybody do and to participate in, because we are a collective of human beings living on this earth. And I think we need to be connected. And music is the one thing that we can all agree upon generally, that music is something that makes us move. It makes us sway. It actually gives us an upbeat to our day. So the gift of song can turn any day around. Let's enjoy, you know, by enjoying a snippet of fun yet meaningful song that brings hope and happiness in our hearts. And so when you're thinking about this through the holiday seasons, I would say, you know, look at the song that, you know, makes you feel good or brings you joy, brings you laughter, brings you hope, whichever one it may be. You know, the song that resonates the most with me when I think about the holidays, and everybody should probably know and has probably heard that even in July, you'll hear a Christmas song playing on my playlist. But I love the song, I Saw My Mama Kissing Santa Claus, because I think that that's just so cute, and but confusing, and it opens up a conversation to why and how that works.
I'm so glad that we spent at least two episodes on music and the symphonies of our lives and the tiny tunes to really develop a perspective of how even through Sesame Street, which was very revolutionary in its day and began to teach children through music and became so viral throughout the world. So when we think about it, even going back to that dinner conversation, the idyllic family dinner table that we all either remember or maybe can effect in our lives and maybe create it where it doesn't exist, or maybe even taking time out virtually to get together and have a family dinner conversation, even if we are at different locations. And let's just take any topic, take music, so rich. You could just ask your spouse, your friend, if you had a theme song, what would it be? And think about all the conversation that could come from each one revealing that. And it could be something like, what song or what artist inspires you most? Why do people choose a particular wedding song? There's a whole story behind that. And some wedding songs like mine, Perry Como, The Impossible, It's Impossible, you know, and I became divorced, and maybe that was the wrong song to choose, that it's impossible to live without your love. But We could laugh about these things. We could put them into the perspective, the songs of our lives, our playbook, our playlist of our songs. And it really is delightful because some of us heard songs in the womb when our parents were playing us lullabies and all kinds of songs, and there are songs of empowerment. And we had so much fun discussing songs and symphonies and orchestrations. And each of us is like an instrument in an orchestra, a symphony, and we all play our unique part. As Debbie says, we're all so unique. And I'm grateful for the beauty of song. And I also want to say, our song playlist evolves with us, and I have new songs in my life. They're so meaningful to me now, and I've only recently discovered them. And one song in particular, which has many versions, it's called Heal Us Now, Heal Us Now. And at certain times of the day or morning at night, I'll put on that song, Heal Us Now, and I'll feel so uplifted. And I think songs could be great therapy as well. So I'm so
Yes.
thankful we came up with those topics.
Couldn't agree with you more. And I will tell you that I did another theme here because there were so many. So I did the theme of joy and playfulness, and I think of the song Jingle Bells. And the theme there is celebrate fun and simple pleasures, much like all of our episodes that we were talking about on play and curiosity, and the one Amy mentioned about Tiny Toons, a really great episode. And just as the song highlights the thrill of a sleigh ride, our show invites listeners to rediscover the joy in small moments and playful connections. So keep that in mind. Another theme I thought of was connection and togetherness. I know we already talked about connection, but the song I'll Be Home for Christmas emphasizes that. It emphasizes the importance of relationships and shared spaces. It resonates with the episodes we've already talked about, Dare to Share. Another one we didn't mention yet was Crucial Conversations, a very important episode. And an example could be just like the longing for togetherness in this song, our episodes encourage creating safe, inclusive spaces for connection and dialogue. Another theme I thought of was hope and resilience. The song comes to mind, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The theme for that is finding light in challenging times. It's a key idea that we mentioned in Grow Your Luck In, our Laugh Crap episode. And then an example could be the song's message here for resilience in the face of hardship. It aligns with our focus on using humor and mindset shifts to overcome obstacles. Another theme is wonder and discovery. The song comes to mind, Do You Hear What I Hear? The theme there is curiosity and the power of perspective. Again, curiosity and the cat fits there. The example I have for you all is the song's Layers of Discovery. It mirrors curiosity and play or conversation that opens the doors to deepen understanding and connection. And then, of course, we can't forget about gratitude and giving, right? The song, The Little Drummer Boy. The theme there is offering what we have to give, aligning with our themes of inclusivity and generosity. The episode I think of for that is Blossoming Together. And then the example is The Drummer Boy's Humble Gift, because our episodes inspire listeners to contribute authentically, no matter how small the gesture. And then, of course, we cannot forget transformation and renewal, because that's what we're all about. And the song, It's the Most Wonderful Time of Year. The theme of that, celebrating transformation and positivity, much like From Doubt to Dazzle. And just as our song captures the magic of the season, the episodes that we have focus on helping listeners step into their best selves. And my favorite here is Childlike Wonder and the song Frosty the Snowman, because the theme is embracing play and imagination, similar to Tiny Toons and everything we talk about with play. And Frosty's magical adventures reflect the joy of nurturing curiosity and creativity in everyday life. So we also have empowerment through tradition, deck the halls, right? The theme is harnessing joy and the celebration to create shared experiences. So all of these songs and the rituals they provide, our episodes highlight how shared traditions empower and bring people together. So with that brings us to a couple more gifts. Are we ready for some more gifts here? I
Absolutely.
cannot have enough gifts. Well, the gifts of connection, and we can encourage all of you to listen and reach out to someone you've lost touch with and to share a kind word with someone in need. So that's one. I talked about inclusivity. The gift of inclusivity highlights ways to make the holiday season welcoming for all, like inviting diverse traditions or perspectives into celebrations. And I'll do one more, and that is the gift of hope. And make sure that you are providing uplifting messages or visions for the new year, and encourage everyone to dream big and embrace possibility. So there you have it, some more gifts.
And you know what a baker's dozen is? There's always a 13th.
And, oh, okay. Well, you can add the 13, Amy.
Okay. Well, implicit in all of these is what Debbie mentioned earlier, and that's the gift of health. The gift of health is intertwined in every single one of these because it's there. And I think mental health, good mental health, is an aspect of life that we try to encourage, and also giving resources to our audiences. And I just want to quickly mention, there's a book that came to my attention called The Anxious Generation. And that is how the great rewiring of childhood is creating an epidemic of mental illness, and how we need to address that through fostering the best health and self-knowledge that we possibly can. So that's my baker's dozen.
I would like to pop in here for just a minute and share something that I heard on the news yesterday, or learned on the news yesterday, and it's about how the power of music can bring people together. And there was an episode about a lady that went to a thrift store, and she bought what she thought was a jazz album. When she got it home and took out the album, it was an album of somebody's wedding vows, the whole wedding, one of those LPs. And she put it on, and her family listened to it. And they actually, through looking around, were able to meet and understand who the bride and groom were. They live in Colorado now. And now they're meeting during the Thanksgiving holiday to actually return this album. And they lost it when they were really relocating and moving. And so they didn't know where it went. So it's actually going back to its rightful owners, but it was shared through music, you know, through an album. I just thought that was really a cool story about how they were thinking they were buying music, the power of music, and then it built a bridge. And now they have new friends. So, you know, you never know where this gift of music is going to come in your life, and how the power of it can bring you to a whole new opening.
Well, we must have been watching the same newscast, Debbie, because I saw it and I was like, that's the best story.
I know.
So great. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and it just happened to fit in with our topic today, music.
Yeah. And that brings us to our final episode, Echo the Transformation, the Season Snowflake Effect. So who wants to kick that off? Amy, you look like you want to talk about that.
Yes, because that inspires a 14th gift. And we could sit here for hours and we could come up with 1,000 gifts. But we really hit home on some that we prioritized and were very important. So I want to address the gift of growth. The gift of growth. Because without an open mindset that we incorporate in all of our speaking, we need to have the attitude and the firm belief, it's a belief of that mindset, that we can grow, we will get better, we don't have to stay stuck at a level because of the past, or because of what's happening right this minute, or because of our fear of the future. So I think tremendous growth, personal growth, has come from the conversations that the three of us have fostered throughout the 19 episodes. And we're so excited to repeat, because there's more than just the hour discussion. There's so much more of curiosity and depth that has opened up for all of us, that we can go into depth on every single episode and find new material. So that's what we encourage everybody to do. The gift of growth in every single one of their conversations.
Yes. Demi, how about you?
I thank you, Amy, for all of that. That was really nicely put. For me, the transformation and the snowflake effect really was throughout all of our shows, if you ask me. But the very first show, actually, was that snowflake that allowed me to embrace who I am. And that show is where we lived in a Barbie dream house and we played in a bounce house. And for somebody that's lived in chronic illness for decades, I can't get into a bounce house and play. But on that day, our very first show, which just led us into where we're at now, I was invited into a bounce house. And in that bounce house, I was able to jump in and actually bring out all of my characters that live in my pocket every day that help guide me on my journey in life. Alice in Wonderland, Princess and the Pea, Humpty Dumpty, Three Bears, Goldilocks. And so, you know, that episode Lisa did, and she invited me to come in and play. So her ability to invite us to play set this tone for how this whole year has gone. So I want to give her thanks and gratitude for that, because it allowed me to realize you don't have to be able to get in that bounce house and actually jump. You can imagine that you're in that bounce house and you're jumping. Allow yourself to return to childhood things and bring out those characters that resonate with you and bring you joy. That was like, I live with that moment and I think about that moment a lot of times, because when you're my age and who's going to invite you into a bounce house? And Lisa did that. And I realized that I can fit in anywhere and be any place. And so can you. That's the thing I want you to take away from this, is that you have the ability to be who you are. Embrace it. Take it on. Enjoy it. And I hope that we continue to bring these kind of conversations to you that will entice you to do that, to be yourself, be your unique self. It is truly an amazing gift that we have been given by us all meeting one another and being able to share an hour together when we do these shows. And I am so thankful that I have met each one of them and have the ability to sit here and do this. This is something I never thought I would have the ability to do when I was given 5 years and told there was nothing else they could do for me. And here I am thriving. I am empowered. That's what this is all about, is empowering people to be their unique self and take on this journey of life. No, it's not easy. Yes, it's hard. But when we allow ourselves to play, to find joy, to look for and build for better health, we have the opportunity to bring powerful conversations to other people and lift them up when their times are bad.
Wow. Thank you, Debbie. I echo both what Amy and Debbie said. And I should have had you go last, Debbie, because now I have to tell you which one is my favorite episode, because I liked every episode of Echo This, and it's kind of like choosing a favorite child. But if I had to pick one that really stands out to me is Laughcraft, Forging Empowerment Through Humor. And why, you might ask? Well, because it reminds me of the incredible power of laughter, which I can't echo enough. Humor isn't just about cracking jokes or lightening the mood. It's about transformation. And that's really what happens. It can turn the most stressful situations into moments of hope, connection, and even inspiration. And personally, I've seen how laughter can break down walls and bring people closer. And this episode captured that perfectly. I love diving into how we can use humor as a tool to empower ourselves and others. And it's such a simple concept, but yet so impactful. And let's be real, though. This episode had some of the best energy. The laughs were genuine, the stories were relatable, and the takeaways unforgettable. It's a reminder that sometimes the best way to move forward is with a good laugh. So if you haven't listened to Laughcraft yet, I'd say go back and give it a listen. It's the perfect way to end the year with a smile. And that, my friends, was my favorite episode. Yeah.
So we want to go around with you.
I'm
No, go
sorry,
ahead.
Debbie. We just added like 12 more gifts, like Debbie brought up when she was talking, the gift of imagination. So I think it's definitely more than 12.
Yeah, I think we've left a lot of gifts on the table today, and I hope everybody picks them up and carries them along with them. And I think that, one final thought that I would give to this is that the new year is a blank page. And let's write a story of bold dreams, better health, and living our best life.
Yes.
And
And then
I
there's another gift I just thought of as we were talking, Debbie, and that's the gift of resilience, because we take for granted a lot of times, and it's just a reminder of the strength that we all have, that we've all built this year, and how setbacks are just stepping stones. And then, as Amy was telling a story earlier, the other gift could be the gift of storytelling, right? Because we think about how you can turn challenges into opportunities, it really creates abundance in one's life. So there's so many gifts, to your point,
And
Amy.
people mirror us. If we're happy and healthy and taking care of ourselves, and people see through our example, yeah, they want some of that. And it'll rub off on them, or they'll want to know and associate with us and find out the formulas, the steps, the experiences that have led to our well-being. And with that growth is very integrally education, because we educate each other. And I'm very grateful to Debbie, who introduced me to something I never heard of in all my years of education, and that's the endocannabinoid system in our bodies, in my body, and how it can affect my best health. And when I finally learned how to say it, I hope I still say it correctly, but the endocannabinoid system, I've learned through her dedicated research and her collation and curation of so many interesting case studies, where people are realizing unbelievable advances in their personal health and well-being. I'm so grateful for that knowledge, because I've been able to share it with other people who have had amazing breakthroughs, in particular, a 19-year-old with epilepsy. There's so many applications and amazing things to learn how powerful we can be in helping others through conversations, through learning, education, and growth. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so looking forward to season two.
All right. As we conclude today's Echo This broadcast, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to each of you for tuning in. Your engagement and support are vital as we strive to foster empowering conversations of hope and opportunity. Remember, the dialogue doesn't stop here. Keep echoing in your communities. Take it with you. We welcome your feedback and input on IG and LinkedIn, or at Echo Together, that's Echo, ECHO, number two, Gether, GETHER, and via email. Together we amplify voices, unite change, and inspire. Thank you for a wonderful year.
Echo,
echo, echo, echo,
echo, echo,
echo, echo, echo,
echo, echo. Listen in for empowering conversations of hope and opportunity.